This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the True Beauty Podcast. I'm your host, Elizabeth Taylor. Beauty baddies, this week's episode is something really light and fun. I told you that even though we're doing our intrinsic aging series, I really want to speak with people about how they view aging and, you know, speak with my friends and family from different generations and just explore this topic because y'all know how I feel. I'm pro-aging 100%, but I'm just myself and, you know, I know my own experience really well, but I'd love to know what other generations and other people think about aging, especially because I feel like, you know, I thought we were going forward in terms of women wanting to get older and, you know, all of the opportunities that we have that really are a cause for celebration for us to get older. And I started to see this weird trend going backwards in time, like, oh my God, I'm almost 30, life is over. And baddies, you already know what I'm about to say, life just begins in your 30s. So with that said, I wanted to speak with my cousin, Shay. You guys have heard from her before. She's been on the podcast a few times, but she is so beautiful and so smart and a Gen Zer. So she's my peer, my little spy into the Gen Z world to see, you know, what the younger generation's thoughts are about getting older. And Shay's definitely a specific type of Gen Zer in that, you know, she's 23, yes, but she definitely has the soul of a 30-year-old. And, you know, she's, as I said, she's very smart. She's in medical school. So I know that her view is going to be a little bit different, but I guess that's the point of the show, right? Is to just have different opinions and different views. And so that's it. It's a really light episode. It's just me and my cousin talking and chatting and having a good time. But with that said, I'd love to hear from you guys and hear what your thoughts on aging are. So please write to me. You know how to reach me, truebeautypodcast@gmail.com. At the end of the episode, of course, I'll let you know all the different ways that you can find me and write to me and tell me all of your thoughts on aging and this series and your hopes and your dreams and all of the cheesy things that I love to talk about and that I love to hear and encourage you to do to make the best of your life. So with that said, please enjoy this conversation with my cousin, Cheyenne.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda. Whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch, find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
So Shai, I'm very excited to talk with you. You're my dear cousin. And even though we look like twins, we're about 13 years apart, right? Is that true in age?
Yeah, you always like to point that out too. That's your favorite. That's your lucky number.
Okay, it is my lucky number. You're right about that. But I'm bringing it up because right now I'm doing my intrinsic aging series on the podcast. And whenever I talk about anti-aging products, I can't not mention that our society really views women as disposable after 21. And this idea that, like, after, you know, you're in your 20s, life is over, you're, you know, an old maid and forget about everything. And I'm really trying to change that ideology because it's clearly the opposite. You know, I love being in my 30s. I love getting older. From what I understand, your 40s is even better. And I thought that, like, as a collective conscious, we were all moving towards this because, like, you know, my generation of women has, like, it's never been better to be a woman in American history. Do you know, like, we can control our rates of birth. We have so much options in terms of work. Like, we just have so many freedoms that were never afforded any other generations before us, whether it be because of science or because of, you know, societal norms. So I was really shocked to see on TikTok that the trend is going back to, like, I don't want to get old. No, like, no, I don't want to be 30. And I realized that I didn't actually speak with anybody of the younger generation to see, like, if this is true, like, if this ideology still rings true. And since you're my little sister's cuz, I wanted to
13
bring
years
you
younger.
Bring up our age difference. 13 years younger.
Forget it.
Because I wanted to know, like, what your thoughts are on aging and getting older.
Yeah, for starters, what's going to happen to me after I'm 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29? I'm kidding, because I'm just thinking my 30s, I'm looking forward to, because I'm going to be at least an established woman. And I think, and I strongly believe, that I will look the same, given if I continue to do what I need to do for my body and my mind and my soul, you know, that I'm already hopefully doing. But it's funny that we're having this conversation, because this morning after so a little context is I teach ice skating at the rink down in the town that I live in, and it was skate school, so it was a group of kids, and there's an older group of kids that helps us teach sometimes the little kids, and they were all talking about how, like, someone told them that they look younger than what they were, and I think she was maybe 13 or 14 at the time, and she's like, yeah, they tell me I look like I'm 11, and that's insane, because I need to be 13, or I need to be 15, 16, 17. I'm like, girl, why y'all are all trying to get so old so quick? And it's the opposite kind of situation where I think it's always greener on the opposite side kind of phenomenon, where a lot of kids these days are wearing a lot more makeup, and I don't even recognize who is truly in their grade anymore, because everybody looks like a full grown adult, even surpassing me half the time, because I don't wear makeup, like, all the time. So one girl came in, also for context, is that I'm a medical student, so I work in a hospital or a clinic for my rotation years, and for my pediatric rotation for kids, I was interviewing a teenager that came in, but she was maybe at the cusp of being a teenager, maybe 13 years old, 14 years old, and in eighth grade, maybe going to ninth, I don't know, the new year started, and she looks like she was maybe a sophomore in college. I was like, really? I have a hard time believing that this is this. Like, so many kids are looking way older than what they actually are, because there's this whole social media, you know, grab that we have on TikTok to give, I don't know, just this perfect appearance of a person that people want to put out there of themselves that is just not true when you're in eighth grade and ninth grade, I did not know what I looked like at that age. I knew I liked, you know, certain things on my body and wearing certain clothes, but I wasn't like trying to be Miss It Girl or anything like that on purpose. I literally think I look like a child when I was in high school when I look back, and I think that's how it should be. But so many kids are seeing social media, TikTok, and what other people are looking like all the time that they think they need to match that and grow up and accelerate. But basically, up until they are in their 20s, and by the time that they realize that they're actually were a kid that whole time because they didn't know anything about adulthood, and I'm speaking mostly for myself, like next thing you know, you're 30, and then maybe that panic, I don't know, it starts to come from the depths that were unconscious before. I don't know.
So you mean because like younger kids are like their whole outfit, like everything about the way that they look, from like the makeup to the hair to the, like their outfits, it's just very grown.
Very grown. Like people are full blown makeup. I guess that's not new, but it's just hitting younger generations. And then they all have this sense of style where everybody's kind of doing their own thing with styling, which means literally, I think, wearing any kind of piece of clothing that you want. So there's just a lot more freedom in that way. But I think the freedom is definitely extending to like littler and littler kids that I'm coming across, because they're looking like they have the same style as me sometimes. And they're at the cusp of going into middle school. I'm so confused because I'm wondering where you're seeing that. And then they're all like on TikTok and Instagram. They can all go into anybody's page, grown or not grown, and see what's out there. And then they want to look what they see. So I feel like, I don't know, there's a lot of pressure, especially on social media, to look a certain way. And there's all these filters. And I think a lot of people's perception on what a human actually can look like on a daily basis, even though we're all about self-love and being natural too, at the same time, there's that movement. It's just also very conflicting seeing what social media, like what's out there on social media and quite frankly in our neighborhoods these days. So I don't know. I'm no expert. It's just my view.
No, it's interesting because I think that what you're bringing up is something, is a different sort of narrative than the one that I was thinking. Do you know, I was thinking of this narrative mm-hmm. in terms of like keeping your skin smooth and like, you know, keeping, you know, just like youthfulness in that sense, in terms of mm-hmm. like intrinsic aging. But what you're describing is
more like a psychological kind of standpoint.
Yeah, but that's very interesting. I think it's really interesting to have like this generation kind of being maybe psychologically older, but in what does that really mean? Do you know what I'm saying? Because exactly what you just said, then you become 18, you realize that you don't know anything. So like, what does it look like when you are cosplaying adult, but within the body of a child?
Well, so given that, and like, since people are like kids, I feel like are more exposed to trying to self-care for themselves, like an adult would think about, or maybe look a certain way like an adult would think about, it's maybe opening up more of their attention onto how to take care of their skin.
I remember that what I wanted to touch on, what you were saying, was the filters that there people, the younger generation is dressing older and wearing more makeup, but then also applying these filters to pretend that they kind of look like something else, which mm-hmm. is interesting because that then leads to this idea of changing the way that you look, right? Because filters don't actually, you don't look like that. But I see that a lot of plastic surgery these days is making people look like they have these filtered effects. Mm-hmm. And so that actually, it tracks with like kind of what I'm seeing, that like it's this younger generation that thinks that a filter is what human beings actually look like, when in fact, in real life, they don't. And what is that going to mean for beauty in the future? You know, like what's our perception mm-hmm. of beauty going to be moving forward?
I'm kind of scared because I literally don't know. We're going to all end up looking like those people from The Grinch. You know, that one Lucy Liu character with the I don't know, the low. I don't know. We're all going to end up looking the same. That's what's going to happen. We're morphing to the same person, because if you look at even, I know, further in Hollywood and whatever, it's film, everybody looks so much the same. Like, people are literally looking the same. Even Adele looks the same now. Like, she looks the same as everybody else. I'm happy for her, though. She looks fire. And thank God everybody else looks fire too. But I'm confused because like that's just becoming the standard, which is just looking very much like you said, those filters. And having curves here but not there, and like looking skinny and there and not there. But then that's more on that body dysmorphia. But for aging purposes, I feel like psychologically kids are trying to look and act older, and then also at the same time trying to keep their youth. You know, they're trying to, I don't know, it's a little conflicting, but more people are going to be paying attention to what they look like at a younger age. So therefore that means also taking care of their skin. Or I feel like skincare with, you know, all these reels online on different ways of protecting your skin and all the ways that you can cater to yourself helps people tap more into that and focus more on how to keep their skin looking good. So I feel like more people these days have skin routines that they adhere to. I'm still searching for mine. So if you have any suggestions.
Well, girl, you got a cousin that really has dedicated her life to this. So I'm not sure why you were telling the world that I let you down right now. Rude.
No, I'm just bringing it up for the first time today. Finally got the courage.
Now I know what you're getting for Christmas, girl. I got a whole basket
Thank
for you.
Thank you. Oh, my God, really? Yay. Santa thinks I've been good this year. That's great. But yeah, just usually I'm a water girl. Like I'll splash a little splash a little water on there. And then usually that takes care of me. But then recently, since I moved to a dustier, mustier area, my skin has also turned on me a little bit lately. So I'm reaching out for your help specifically. I know I told the world, but I really was undertone talking to you.
Okay. First, I also want to tell the world that whenever Cheyenne comes to visit me, I say explicitly, what beauty treatments do you want to do while you're here? Because I got you, girl. And she always says, no, I don't want nothing. No, I don't want nothing. And I'm a water so girl. Offended because y'all know that my love language is acts of service. So I was always very offended by this. Now I don't need nothing attitude. And now
this
here,
is the first
here
time
comes the truth. She needs me. Session. She needs me.
This has turned into one of those interventions.
Interventions,
sorry.
Right?
Intervention. Well, that is now an intermission for our audience.
But, you know, I do want to touch on something that you were saying, Shay, because you mentioned that people are doing more preventative aging things. So part of intrinsic aging, right, is that the fat in our face begins to thin out, the fat pads begin to move around, and we start to lose definition in our shape. And for people, non-people of color, especially in their lips. And so that's why we're seeing this this huge influx of lip filler, of filler in your cheeks, Botox, all of these things. And now even like preventative Botox, right? And like even younger girls getting lip filler and getting filler wherever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's interesting because they're doing these things, quote unquote, preventatively to look younger, but they are in fact making themselves look older because it's kind of an older woman's treatment. So they're starting to have exactly what you're saying, the same face. It's very interesting. So it's like this, and the age begins to meld together. You don't know if, and then maybe that's the point, that you don't know if somebody's 25 or 50, but for the 25 year old, I don't think they want people thinking that they might be 50, you know?
I know, right? But then that's the case. So it's hard to say, like, you know, I don't know. People want to tend to look like each other to not look like each other directly, but you know, oh, that person's doing that, obviously that's working for them, so maybe let me try it, and then it's just going to be the bandwagon effect. But I think we're going to all end up looking like, you know, that one Nick Cannon meme where, because he has a nation of children out there, he essentially will be turning the whole world into a carbon copy of some sort of him, or we're going to be all descendants of Nick Cannon eventually in due time. So it's going to be that effect. We're going to all look like each other. So
and it's crazy because I think, well, even not even that I think, I know that in, you know, fashion and high fashion, in art, you know, like in New York, when you see models walking down the street, it isn't the most beautiful girl. You know that you see a model because they look so different from everybody else that's around them. It's almost alien-like. True. Because it's the way that their facial features plays in the light that makes them so beautiful when you take a picture. And that's what makes, you know, it's our differences. I guess what I'm trying to say is it's our differences that make people instinctually beautiful. And when we all just start to do these things to look the same, then that inherently beautiful difference or that weird thing that makes you unique starts to slip away. You know, it's like, I mean, this is a really old reference, but like Cindy Crawford's mole. Do you know what I mean? Like anybody, I bet when she was growing up, kids were like, oh my God, look at that mole on your face. And like, that's what made her gorgeous. Like that's what made her unique, that mole, that thing that nobody else had. And without things like that, then like, where's the beauty in the world, you know?
I know. What's the solution?
Stay unique. Stay yourself. That's the solution, is like, do you. Just like, try to be the best version of you. And I'm all for doing whatever surgeries or procedures or treatments that you want to do to make yourself feel like you are the bomb. But do it for you. Do it because you want to do that. Don't do it because you saw it in somebody else and you want their face.
Yeah. So I guess in that sense, if some of us end up looking like somebody else, but it's coming from a different place of just being like, that's just how I express myself, then that's okay too. But simply doing something just because it's working for somebody else, obviously, is not what, you know, obviously not what we want to encourage, or what I want to encourage, at least. But I also do feel like there is this push in not talking about fashion and getting further away from aging, the subject on aging. But I feel like people are doing more of what they want in terms of fashion these days, which is quite interesting to see. There's a lot of eclectic folk I do see on every other corner, especially in some like rural places. They still have their charm for what makes that town. And I'm speaking more of a recent trip that I took to Portland, where I just felt like, just by looking at the people simply, that I was purely in Portland. I was like, this is the Portland vibe.
Yeah, the Portland aesthetic.
Like, at least there's still that out there that is keeping us diverse. But I will say our physical features are starting to look pretty similar. What we want out there is just so not realistic. So it's going farther and farther away from being natural. Like, we try to still put that out there as a preference, but I feel like not a lot of people do that unless they do look like one of those models on the street and will just, like, let themselves go. I don't know. Unless you're... I don't know. What do you think? Like, do you think we're headed in they're in two opposing directions where we're kind of looking the same, but we're also doing our own different thing?
I think that we might be of two different generations. And I think that that's what's very interesting, is I think that our generations look at aging very differently, because I think that we have different icons for what beauty is. Like, I think that the younger generation's beauty icon is like Kylie Jenner.
Yeah, I was just thinking, oh my God, I was just picturing in my head, Chris, because I'm thinking a woman is trying to look 50 forever, and it's just not the case. I think she's 60 or 70, right? And I'm not speaking on her illfully, but I'm just, you know.
Well, it's interesting because I don't like speaking poorly of other women. I really try not to. And so that's why it's always difficult to like have these conversations and keep things like positive. But I think that, I mean, it's totally generational, do you know? Because I see that Gen X, who was, you know, the last of, I don't know, this idea that like women can't be past 30. Do you know, after that you die? Like, I remember the Friends episode when Rachel turned 30 and it was like the, you know, she was devastated. And then there's millennials that I think embrace aging, and I think largely make up like third wave feminists and really embrace, you know, just being like women being able to do whatever they want, you know?
Oh, 100%. That's true.
And then there's like the next generation, like Gen Z, that I think is closer to Gen X in terms of aesthetics. I think it's closer to like this fake, because again, like Kylie Jenner and like Hailey Bieber are the icons, and their aesthetic is very much like, you can make yourself look however you want to make if you have enough money.
Yeah.
And I want to hear from people. I want people, that's why I'm talking to you, because I only know from my own experience, right? I'm like solidly a elder millennial. So like, I know what myself and my, no, well, I am. I'm like,
this is the same thing. Like, I'm thinking in my 30s, I'm going to be still a boss. You know, all throughout the whole decade, I'm not going to see myself any different really from a 20-year-old, other than maybe my body cracking a different way every time I get up here and there. But other than that, I think,
well, no, it's not even that. The reason that I call myself old so much, Cheyenne, is because I embrace it. Because like, I'm happily an elder millennial. Do you know, like, I love the way that I look. I've never looked better in my life. And that's why, like, I always poke fun at it, because, like, I don't care. Like, it is what it is, right?
Yeah, semantics, man.
Yeah, like, you know, somebody said recently, like, it is what it is so disregarding. And it's not about being disregarding. It's about, like, this is the fact. I am an elder millennial. It is okay. Like, I am happy with that fact. It doesn't bother me in one bit, you know? So, but, like, in that case, I'm very happy with the way that I look. But also, you know, I'm going to be honest. I spent the past 10 years putting, like, really taking care of my skin, using very expensive things because I'm an esthetician and I can do these treatments on myself that most people, you know, can't afford. And so that has, you know, that's my privilege.
Mm-hmm. Wait, aren't you, sorry, not to contradict you, but, like, aren't you a younger millennial because you barely made it? Like, you're what?
Nah, girl, millennials ended in at 1995. Yeah, so I'm 86.
You're in the middle. I wouldn't call you elder.
Girl, it's not you. It's like, this is what the society, you think that I make these things up. Like, society calls me an elder millennial. Society calls me a geriatric mother. Like, society calls me these things. You know what I mean?
Oh, fair.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't make this shit up. They be telling us. And that's why I try and take the narrative back and flip it on its head and say, like, yes, I'm an elder millennial. I'm a geriatric, of geriatric age, about to be pregnant. But it's like, shit's bomb. A bitch just got into business school.
Period.
I couldn't have done that 10 Period. Years ago. I didn't have the wisdom to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Okay, so let's end mm-hmm. this conversation with that, on that high note, because that was nice. Shay, thanks for coming. Thanks for coming and chatting with me.
Absolutely.
This little Thank conversation. I love it, and I love you.
I love you so much.
All right, baddies, I hope you guys enjoyed that episode. Like I said, it was just a nice, light, fun episode of me and Cheyenne just chatting about getting older and what her thoughts are, and, you know, letting her talk for an entire generation for me. But so that she doesn't have to be the entire voice of a generation, please write to me and let me know what your thoughts are, what your friends think, what your family thinks, like, what, I just want to know. I just would really love to explore this topic a little bit deeper. So be sure to write to me and let me know your thoughts. So again, y'all, if you found value in today's show, please do me a favor and leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts to help me grow this community. You can email or DM your listener letters and your beauty baddie moments of the week. And also, of course, your letters on aging, on your thoughts. You can reach me on Instagram at the True Beauty Podcast or truebeautypodcast@gmail.com. Of course, you can follow my personal Instagram. I'm at the Brown Elizabeth Taylor. And that's it, y'all. I'll see you next week. Bye.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.